AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming Listen Live. If you want to dial into the show and get your questions on the air with me tonight, dial 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220, and dial in and get those comments on air with me tonight. I've got something extra special for you tonight. I've got a wrecking ball show for you tonight. We have an extra special guest, and dare I say extra world-shaking, read all about it, special guest on tonight's show. I have the acclaimed, just if you know, hang on to your seats out there, those that are driving, keep your hands on the steering wheel, acclaimed author, speaker, and life coach Tim Story with us tonight. Coach to Robert Downey Jr., Quincy Jones, Oprah Winfrey, some of the things that they have to say about him. Tim is the voice of encouragement to our generation. I like what Smokey Robinson has said about him. I thought this was really great. Tim Story is wonderful at walking people through the best and worst of times. It's one thing to walk through the best of times, but walking through the worst of times, and I know you all out there listening would agree with me that we are sincerely walking through some worst of times. And Tim, I appreciate you coming on the show. This is an honor for us. We're going to have a fantastic show. We're going to cut you loose and let you wreck some stuff up on this show tonight.
What a privilege. But I'm on this show because you're so kind and you're just a good person. That's the main reason. And then we're going to help a lot of people tonight.
We're going to help a lot of people tonight. So let me start with this. COVID-19 virus has impacted the world in a remarkably dark, jaw-dropping, shocking way. The U.S. alone has 4 million cases. We have 143,000 deaths. It's safe to say, Tim, that we need some inspiration. We need some comeback juice. And this is the acid test for you tonight.
So I think the beautiful thing is that, you know, so many of us that are facing this horrific situation is that we have been through so many things before, and yet, Margaret, we're still standing. Yeah. And, you know, I've been around for a long time. So I was born in the 60s. So the 60s had horrific things, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And so I think that in the midst of a pandemic that has hit literally the entire planet,
right?
This is a force that's fierce that we've never faced before, but think how far you've come already. And so what I feel in people is the spirit of resilience is rising up inside of them, where at first they were just in shock. And some just lay down for a while. And then we figured out this is not a time to lie down. We better rise up and be strong.
Absolutely. And Tim, every day I'm working with dreamers. And that's your neck of the woods. I'm working with dreamers. I'm working with entrepreneurs. I'm working with people that are taking that risk and wanting to go out into this American dream, and they have been shut down. And when I look at this pandemic, and I'm trying to work with these different businesses, and this is just in your face stuff. People can't live when they are thinking about dying. And so when they think about that, what would you say to them? Because unless that's removed, they're stuck. It's like the deer in the headlights, right? So what would you say to them? I want you to talk to the audience and those that are stuck in that place and they should be moving forward. and shake off that deer in the headlights?
Okay, so number one, I think that we understand that this is overwhelming. So this is what I call a life interruption. I've been talking about life interruptions for 20 years. And a life interruption is when you have momentum and you're just going on in life and something knocks on your door that you did not ask for. It's unsolicited. So for some, it could be a divorce. For some, it's an illness. And in this case, it's COVID-19. So it's a life interruption. So when people have a life interruption, which can also be known as a setback, most people, because they don't know the right tools, they don't have the right skills, and most do not have the right attitude, they sit in the setback. Okay, this is very powerful. They settle in that setback. So a lot of listeners, what Margaret and I are going to try to help you to do tonight throughout this amazing program is get you not to sit and settle in this setback. So we're going to teach you actually some steps that are going to help you not to sit or settle. Now, Margaret, does that stir you up to start off?
Oh, absolutely, because that's exactly what we're seeing, and I'm on calls and webinars and Zoom meetings all through the week with SBA, the Small Business Administration, SBDC, county economic development folks, and businesses. And then we have this thing, stay at home, stay in place. And so when you're being told to stay in place, what does that mean, right? It's easy to settle down into staying in place because they can't get up and go into their place of work. And so there has to be a pivot. There has to be something and I would go as far to say, and this is what I'd like you to kind of share with the audience, is that the bottom line, the reality, Tim, is sometimes there's losses. There's deaths of human life. There's deaths of businesses and companies, and coming back from those sorts of things and says, okay, you need to pivot. You need to take those steps. What are those steps to say, okay, let's do something different? If COVID-19 is with us for the next 18 months, there has to be change in your thinking.
There does. And I think that what I'm liking about what you're saying is let's face the facts, okay? So the facts are, I mean, both of us have had friends, I'm sure, that have been ill, some hospitalized, and some have died. I mean, that is the reality of my world because I've been to 75 countries of the world. I know a lot of people. So I have good friends that have really been hurt by COVID-19, and some have actually passed. Okay, but in the midst of this crisis, I believe that you do not have to sit and you do not have to settle, because this is your life. This is your life. So if you sit, everybody around you, your family, if you have kids, they're watching you in the sitting position. If you settle, that you are being watched in the settle position. And so sometimes you got to rise up even if you don't feel like it. You got to rise even if you don't feel like it. And it's not just for yourself. It's for the people that are watching.
Absolutely. And I've got to ask this. And some might say, well, you know what, Tim? You're down there in Southern California, nice and sunny, living large, doing your thing. I don't have all of these resources that you have. I think you're being a little insensitive.
Yes. Okay, so here's what I would say is that, number one, I could see how someone could think that way if they view the outside picture. You know, right before COVID-19 hit, 3 weeks prior, I was speaking at a conference with Kevin Hart, Magic Johnson, Floyd Mayweather, and John Travolta in Las Vegas. with 13,000 people. Okay. So we were all talking about sunny days ahead, and we didn't realize that just around the corner was COVID-19. Okay. So, you know, I think some people look like they have shinier lives than others. But a crisis is a crisis. People always say to me, what's it like to work with all these entertainers that you work with? And I say, they have very similar problems, but they're just more amplified because they're in the press or they're in the news. But we are all going through this crisis together. Some may have a shinier name and a shinier career, but I promise you, we're all going through a crisis.
That's right. And this is what I want everyone to understand, is that it's not insensitive to say to you to get up, to keep walking. We got about a minute, Tim, before we have to go to a commercial break. And so let's leave them with something to think about. And by the way, when we do come back, we're going to talk about some of these other issues that we're seeing here around our nation, where Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter. And we're going to talk about that with Tim's story. But I want to give Tim the last 30 seconds. Tim, go ahead and let's take them out with a punch.
Yes, after the break, I'm so excited, Margaret, because we're going to teach them, if you've been sitting and settling in a setback, I'm going to give you the steps on how to rise up right after the break.
You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, we have world coach Tim Story with us, and we're trying to help someone tonight. And if you just sit down, put everything down and just kind of listen to these steps that Tim is going to tell us and talk to us about on really responding to COVID-19, how do you get back on track? And Tim, before we get into some of the other topics, I want you to start giving some of these steps on, as we discussed in the last segment, how people can take the steps to really get out of that, you know, stuck in the mud, the deer in the headlights. Can I really go on with my life and not feel guilty about those that we have lost, those deaths that were lost, the businesses that were lost, and all of these different losses that we're being overwhelmed with and our senses are being overwhelmed? We can only take so much trauma. And so let's take some of these steps to kind of unwrap this and unpack this.
Okay. So as Margaret and I are talking about, is that we have an understanding of the fact that we're all going through something. But there are steps so you don't have to sit in a setback or settle. And step number one is you have to become awake. And what I find is that many times when a crisis hits, people like to almost just pull the covers over their head. But you have to wake up. And so number one, you have to wake up. Number two, you have to take inventory. So we're talking a lot on this show about success and business and finances. So if you've been hit financially, which is most of you, or if you're having problems in your business, if you own one, this is most of you. We become awake, number one. Number two, we take inventory. Okay, how much damage am I dealing with? Step number three is you have to partner with power. Okay, this is where it gets really strong. You got to partner with power. You got to look to other people who have been through situations before, or people who have answers that you do not have, and you need to partner with power. So don't be talking to the same negative people, nursing it, cursing it, and rehearsing it. You need to partner with power. Partner with people who have answers and have a certain mindset, believing that they can get through the situation. So number one is you become awake. Number two, you have to take inventory. Then you got to partner with power. And then number three is that you have to find the right plan. You find the right plan. And when you partner with power, they're going to help you towards that right plan. That's what we're doing even tonight. So you got the plan. And then the next step is you got to walk according to the principles. See, you got to have a plan, but you got to have principles. And part of my principles that are embedded in me is that I don't quit. That's part of what I have embedded in me. You know, we came from Compton, California, seven people in a two-bedroom apartment. But my mother always said, we may be lower income, but we're not lower class. And my mother taught me not to do a half, you know what, job, so I don't. And so you got to have the right principles. And then the last step is you got to stay persistent. You got to stay persistent. You got to keep on keeping on.
And if you missed it and you just tuned in, you're going to have to listen to the podcast. I don't even know what to say to you right now. You just have to get the podcast because that was powerful. Okay, so I'm going to shift gears here. So now we're dealing with COVID-19. That's we're going to set that to the side now. Here we go. Black lives matter. White lives matter. All lives matter. George Floyd, I can't breathe. What I haven't talked about on this show, and we've had NAACP, we've had mental health therapists talking about this, some white Americans that absolutely hate the Black Lives Matter movement, or and just throughout history, throughout you talked about the 60s, and so we've had these movements. What would you say to parts of America, because this is not all, and I want to make this clear, this is not all white America, not all white people are racist, not all black people are racist, not any culture is completely racist, so we have to have some balance in this. But what would you say, Tim, to parts of America, of our white counterpart that does not subscribe to black lives being valuable, and as a result, attacking black lives, some unto death? And the reason I'm asking this is because it bothers me that there is something in that person that really has a staunch, they're racist, I hate, or what's wrong with that? How can you pour something into them that's positive to help them come out of maybe that mindset? Because that's a broken mindset.
Okay. So number one, if you don't know this, because you can't see me right now, I'm black, okay? So the thing that I want to say is that all folks have faced some form of prejudice. There's prejudice against people that are overweight. There's prejudice against people that are small. There's prejudice against people who talk a certain way because they're from a certain part of the world. There's prejudice against people from the Middle East. I think the challenge that we're facing on this one, Margaret, with George Floyd, is we literally saw a man choked to death in front of everybody with iPhones watching it, okay? And it was done because of race. And so I think that what some people feel from black people is that this type of message that came across the world, because the world was watching, is that we are concerned about some people's response. Isn't that kind of what we're saying, Margaret?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Is that we would think that most people would check themselves and say, okay, How do I now educate myself about what African American people are going through? But what's happening instead of that is that some are doing that. Even friends I work with, even some white celebrities that have reached out to me to have dialogue.
Right.
But we're also seeing the other side of this is just who I am. And I think that that is the challenge when we see somebody die right in front of everybody. So that,
right.
That's the challenge. But what I choose to do as a black leader is I choose to still honor people, to still walk in compassion, to still move forward in spite of what we face. I choose to still walk in dignity and realize that some people will stay ignorant. Some people, they're going to choose to stay in the ignorant section of the restaurant.
Right. Right, right. I got 30 seconds. I got to go to a break. Let me tell you, I choose is a powerful, powerful two words, powerful. When we come back, more Tim Story, more coaching. Don't go away. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to let some of that play out. Go, Vince. Thank you for just bringing us back in. So cool. You're listening to Margaret Jackson and Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. We've got world shaker, global speaker, global stage. Tim Story with us, coaching celebrities, coaching athletes, coaching people, coaching us tonight and around the world. Tim, speaking of this, I want to take a minute and I want to talk about your World Shaker Network. Can you tell us about what is the World Shaker Network and how can our audience get connected to your World Shaker Network?
You know, for many years, Margaret, as you know, I was speaking in various places and large meetings. And then celebrity life coaching, you know, since the early 90s. And so what I realized is a lot of people wanted me to coach them or spend time with them. So we created a Monday night support group where every Monday night I am on myself on a Zoom call with other world shakers. And it is a support group for those who think big, who dream big, and want to live big. It's only $19 a month. So that's only $5 a week. Could you imagine that?
That's awesome. On
the air, live, looking at you in Zoom, Q&A time, and you're learning from my curriculum for only $5 a week. So you just go to timstory.com. So Tim and then STOREY.com. And thank you very much.
You can't beat that. So if you get a chance, go out to timstory.com, and that story is with an E, and just kind of surf around his website. Check him out on YouTube. You will not be disappointed. And I would agree. I've had an opportunity to see you speak on so many different occasions over the years. I've never been disappointed. I remember one time looking at you, and I thought, you know, I could do that. And so I'm like, this guy is just, you know, putting something into people that, and giving them permission to live a big life on purpose.
Yes.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
And so go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's okay. And I like what you're saying. And I think some people need to know that they have permission to live this big life. And to manifest it, because we have the impartation, we feel that in our spirit. Then you have the incubation, which is the maturing of a dream, and then the manifestation. And that's what I do. I help people manifest their dreams.
Right. Now what do you do? And we've talked about these different hot topics. There's some other hot topics that are interesting to me, that when I'm talking with women, when I'm talking with dreamers, and we've got about a minute, and you've got situations where, oh, no, you can't do that. And they've got that old record playing in their head from their mom, their dad, their grandparents, whatever the case may be. What do you say to them about that big dream that's kind of dormant inside of them?
I say you have to look for an example. Like if you look at even what happened with Motown, I mean, what Berry Gordy faced back in the 50s to even birth Motown. Everything was against him. Look at other people who paved the way and see if they can do it, you can do it.
That's awesome. I gotta stop. I gotta go to a commercial break. I just never have enough time on this show. We're gonna start winding this out. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, AM 1220 KDOW. You're listening to Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I always love this segment of the show because we get to talk about small businesses and we get to talk about who's out there. But before we get into that and get back to our show guest, I've got another special guest on, Teresa Cox, running for Fremont, California City Council. So, Teresa, would you just kind of share with the audience your platform and just getting people out to vote?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Margaret, for all the work that you do, and thank you for having me on your program today. Today is a day that we've got to make a change, and I am running for Fremont City Council Teresa Cox because we've got to create new jobs in our community. We got to stimulate our small businesses so that they can help and partner with our schools to provide jobs for young people as well as creating jobs for the whole family to work, live, and play where it is happen to be in Fremont. But also the most important thing is that we need a community leader that's going to bring everyone together. Fremont is the most diverse community. From serving 12 years on Ohlone College as the first elected Afro-American, I'm taking it to the next level because I have the know-how, the skills, the ability to bring things together from working from the White House down to working with the parents and teachers at the local schools to make things happen for our future. And our future is now. And I'm asking everyone to come out to vote because you vote, your voice does matter.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Teresa, and we wish you all the best in your race for city council. Thank you.
Thank you. And they can learn more information about my campaign at www.teresacox.org. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. That's teresacox.org. Before we get back to our guests, we promised something a couple of weeks ago, and we had Tinoshi on. Tinoshi has excellent computers, these wonderful laptops for underserved communities. And so we saw Tinoshi that went from the SBDC, working with the SBDC, then working with the Tech Future Group, actually one of our Alameda County businesses, going from there to Shark Tank. And with Shark Tank, they were able to get $500,000. And then we brought them on the show to just kind of celebrate what they're doing. And so, you know, they have a GoFundMe going on right now. And we want you to help donate to this GoFundMe campaign. We promised to put it in our digital magazine, and we got it in and we got it published today with our extended magazine, the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine of Silicon Valley. And you can go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz and check it out, or issue.com, issuu.com. We are number one. If you just do a search for small business, we are top ranked on the digital magazine platform. And on page 2425, you're going to find that ad, help provide a laptop to a child for a brighter future. And these are underserved kids, and they've already raised about $10,000. So good luck to Noshi. You're doing an awesome job. We want to keep supporting you. So you get out there and do your part. Let's help some kids. And let's get back to our guest. Tim, thank you for sticking with us and letting us do some of our work here in the Bay Area, we always like to go out and help. And let's get back to some of the dialogue that we've been talking about. And so we ended our last segment with just the thought process of where people are at and some of the things that you talked about in terms of, you know, the racial divide. So I want to talk about something else. We've got some time here in our Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Women in business. Women, and I get this from women. I'm very curious to get a male's perspective who understands entrepreneurship, who understands cultivating dreams. And I'm wondering, I have my own thoughts on this, but I'm wondering your thoughts that when a woman, and I get this a lot from African American women, and I've sat and seen women in tears crying because their spouse or their significant other, they don't get it, and they give them a very difficult time on where's the money and when is it going to pay off and all of these different things that they struggle with, and I have sat with women crying about trying to do what they do without picking and choosing between their husband and their something inside them that's really strong. What do you say to that?
Well, you asked the right man because I was raised by women. So when my father passed away when I was 10, my mother raised me and my three older sisters. My sisters were much older than me. So I'm the baby of the family by far. So I like strong women. I mean, all three of my sisters were strong. My mother is 89, and she will still tell you where to go and then go to church on Sunday still. So, and then I hang out with people like Oprah Winfrey. She's done okay for a woman. Mm-hmm. I think the key is that you have to be faithful to your own calling. And I told Oprah this in her backyard. I said, I don't believe in chasing dreams. I believe in cooperating with what the universe has said about you. Mm-hmm. And so I think that a lot of people, they think that people are trying to chase their dream, but no, they're simply trying to cooperate with what they sense on their inside.
Right.
And they're trying to cooperate with that dream.
Right.
And so I think that for the women that are listening right now is that the best thing to do is try to convey this, if you have a spouse or a boyfriend, that, you know, I'm just trying to cooperate with my calling. My calling is telling me to do these certain things.
Right.
And if the person is unwilling to adjust, then I think you have to have some more conversations. And then if they're not willing to adjust then you have a challenge, and then we probably have to do some life coaching.
For sure. I hear that because I'm thinking some of these people are married, and so you hear in these different groups and, you know, religious groups, and you get all of this feedback from, you know, all of these different groups that we have, and they're just trying to, like you said, be true to their calling and keep the people that they love in their life as well. So that's a really powerful message. We've got about a minute before we go to a commercial break. I'm looking here at my producer getting on me here, 30 seconds. So before we go to a commercial break, Tim, and can you give us a, you know, what are you seeing when you're coaching people? What's the common denominator right now?
What I'd like to get into next is that, you know, you're born an original. Don't die a copy. You've been born an original. Don't die a copy. And let's get into, after the break and what we're doing next, of how to be authentic.
That's awesome. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
The
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our hour, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here. Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you're just tuning in, you missed an awesome show. You're going to have to pick it up on our podcast. We're going to wrap it up with Tim Story, Global Coach, just wrecking everything tonight. And that's a good thing. Sometimes we just need to be wrecked. And so, Tim, you have wrecked some things for us tonight. So we're going to let you wrap it up with some of your own thoughts, some of the things that we were talking about on break. And then we're gonna get out of here for tonight. But also make sure that if you want to connect with Tim Story, make sure that you go out to timstory.com. And that story is spelled with an E. And connect with his World Shakers Network. That's only $19 a month. And I'm all about investing in your future, investing in yourself. And if you can't invest five, I'm going to say it like this old school. If you can't invest $5 into yourself a week, there's something wrong with that. So go ahead and invest, do it, get something out of this network that can benefit you. So Tim, let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay. So I like this conversation, Margaret. I like where you're coming from. I like your show. I like what you're doing. But, you know, we are wrecking things, but in a meaningful way.
Yes.
We are rearranging the furniture.
That's
so
right.
We were talking about you have been born an original. Don't die a copy. Okay? So no one else has your stride. No one else has your eyeballs. No one else has your fingerprints. And so I think so many people have settled to become a discount version of themselves because you had this dream, you had this plan, you had this goal that was inside of you, and somebody who wanted to be stuck in an almost life tried to keep you there. So, Margaret, there are three levels of living. There is almost, most, and utmost. Almost means not quite, nearly. It almost happened, but the most is not where I want to be either. The most means I hit the ceiling. A lot of people that are listening right now, some people have put a low ceiling on your dream. It could be your parents. It could be your teachers. It could be your exes. It could be even your own children. And so what we need to do is we need to raise the ceiling and step out into our utmost life.
It just doesn't get any better than that. And Tim, what does an utmost life look like?
Utmost life means the extreme. So your extreme. To manifest to your highest level, your highest point. I didn't think I'd go from Compton, California, okay, two-bedroom apartment to being life coach to the stars with my own office in Beverly Hills since 1994. I never saw that coming, just so you know. So I had to get around people like the Quincy Joneses of life who saw it in me, and they helped pull the utmost life from me.
That's awesome. And you said something earlier in the show about connecting with people of power.
You got to partner with power. So watch this. Is that if you look at your closest friends, and Margaret knows a lot about this. That's why she has a finance show. Most of your closest friends will usually make within $10,000 of what you make, the equivalent. Mm-hmm. And so let's say if you say after COVID-19, woo, I'm going to go to Paris. Well, if your friends are not thinkers at a high caliber, most of them will not even see that kind of vision. So mm-hmm. You have to start partnering with people who think in a certain mindset. And you say, well, Tim, those friends are hard to come by. Well, you got to then listen to Margaret's podcast. You got to read some books. You've got to watch some documentaries that will help you up, stir you up, and shake you up, and wake you up. That's what I did as a young person, and then that started taking me to that utmost place.
Listen, this we could go all night long. Tim, you just reckon my show here. I don't even know what to do. You know, I'm going to come back next week, and they're going to be looking for you. And guess what, you guys? I might have to rebroadcast this next week just to keep you sane. Again, if you want to connect with Tim's story, World Shaker Network, get connected, $19 a month, timstory.com. You can find him anywhere. Stories with an E, STOREY.com. Connect with him. Invest in who you are. That is the best thing that you can do for yourself. And I believe, Tim, to invest in yourself, to put energy into becoming the best version of who you can be, regardless, because the truth of the matter is that you came into the world by yourself. You didn't come into the world married. I'm just saying, don't get mad, everybody. I'm just saying, you came in as an individual. And so be the best version and then try to be the best couple or whatever your situation is. I've got 30 seconds. I've got to get out of here. Tim, thank you so much for coming on the show. We've got to have you back. You are amazing. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Be good to someone out there. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep going to that next level, that utmost to your highest level for yourself.